Hello everyone and welcome back to the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast, where it's going to be your boy Ramiz going solo on the slate for Friday, March 17th, where we got 8 games. So let's not waste time and dive straight into it. Starting off with, we got the Sixers versus the Hornets. Now obviously I know everyone's eyes are going to be on Embiid on this game because Embiid has been a monster these past few weeks, actually. I mean, it's insane. I mean, looking at his numbers, I guess this is a regular thing for Embiid now, I think. It's insane. I mean, his numbers that he's putting up, and he's still, like, around, what, second or third MVP voting because Giannis has still been on a beast, and Jokic has also been a beast. But Jokic is getting slandered on social media for his defense, so he's kind of been dropping down the rankings there. But honestly, in this type of game, I didn't really go for any of the big guys. On Bet365, we actually have the over-under here. We have it for 227, Sixers favoring a spread to win by 10 points. So I don't know how much of a game this is going to be a blowout, but Maxey is the only one who intrigues me at 6,300 for the Sixers side of things. And if you want to go with an even more budget option, Anthony Melton at 4,100. But the reason I'm not going to really be full funding these guys, because I think there's better options on the budget side of things and a bit more expensive, especially when it comes to the guard situation. I think there's a lot of great guards in this league, and I can't wait to tell you guys about them. On the Hornets side of things, just tell you a couple of injuries. Mark Williams is doubtful. LaMelo is, of course, out. Mark Williams, hopefully it's nothing too serious, but the Hornets don't really understand what is going on with him, with his injury. It could be season-ending injuries, what I've read. So let's hope that's not the case. But I don't think he'll be playing against the Sixers. So I just went with a cheap option in Kai Jones at 3,200. Obviously, that option would be Nick Richards, who would probably be starting, but he's at 5,600. And against Embiid, I don't know if he'll be able to really do what he can do, which would be a great hustle player, but maybe I'm wrong, but I decided to go with Kai Jones at 3,200. All right, let's go with the start. Let's go to the next game. I mean, Wizards versus Cavaliers. For this one, I believe we also have the over-unders. And it's 220, and the Cleveland Cavaliers are favored to win by 6. The injuries in this game, the only one is really essential is Jared Allen is going to be out. In retrospective of Jared Allen being out, I went with Mobley at 7,600. And that is expensive for Mobley. I don't think he'll have a lot of ownership, or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I can't read what a lot of other people are going to be thinking. But Mobley, because he's been playing center, he's been playing a lot of minutes, first of all, because obviously they don't have Kevin Love anymore, and the backup center is Robin Lopez. And Robin Lopez is someone they haven't played at all in the rotation. So I think they've been playing Dean Wade instead. So Mobley's been playing a lot of minutes. And center, he's just been amazing. He's been being able to do what he does defensively, you know, getting blocks, getting steals. And then he's been also involved in the offense. I think there's been games where he's been able to get 15 shots, which is amazing for Mobley. And this Wizards game, obviously, it's really interesting, especially when you go against a team like a player like Porzingis, who's going to be stretching out the floor, probably not going to be in the paint too much. But Mobley has shown to, well, be able to guard the perimeter, be able to guard the post. So whether it's Daniel Gafford, who they decide to play with, whether it's Porzingis they play at center, I think Mobley's going to have a great night. I think his speed in this type of game is going to really limit what Beal can do into driving to the paint. I think he's going to give a lot of these players trouble. Darius Garland is someone else who I did think about, especially at 7,400. Really cheap for Darius Garland. But the reason I didn't go for him, because like I mentioned, there's a couple other guards who I like, and a couple are a bit more expensive, but there is another one who's kind of roughly the same price. But I don't blame you if you go for Garland. I think Garland at 7,400 is a great price. If you can definitely fit him in some lineups, go ahead. Go ahead, because 7,400, it does not get better than that. On the Wizards side of thing, nothing too major here. Danny Avdia is the one I went with, 4,500. And obviously he has been struggling these past few games. But the reason I went with him, because I think matchup-wise, I think he'll be really solid for these guys. Obviously Jared Allen is out, but he's the only absence from this Cavaliers team. So you're still going to expect that offensive firepower. from Garland, from Donovan Mitchell, Caris LeVert, and I think Denny Abdia, who is, in my opinion, the best defender on this Wizards team. I think you're going to see him get a chunk of minutes because you want him to be guarding those players. And at 4,500, he's a really solid price. And you can hopefully see him do what he's been able to do in some cases, where he's score the ball, you know, play his role, get you a few assists, a few rebounds, and just play minutes. I think as long as he's playing a good amount of minutes, he'll be really great price for 4,500. Moving on to one of my favorite matchups, the Warriors versus Hawks. By the way, the Warriors are on the road for this game. And we know the Warriors, I believe, have lost like the last 11 on the road, or last 9, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, the Warriors are just, to basically tell you the truth, the Warriors are just not good on the road. And they're going against the Hawks. We don't have the spread for this, but we do have the total for this on Bet365. And that is 247.5. That is insane. That is the highest among all games. And this is going to be a whole lot of shots going up. And I don't know if they're going to be bricks, but there will be a whole lot of shots. To tell you with the injury report, the Hawks side of things, I believe Jalen Johnson is the only one. But on the Warriors side of things, Curry is questionable. Draymond's out, of course, because he got his 16th technical. And so therefore, he will be missing this game due to that. Wiggins still continues to be out. Looney is probable, so he most likely will play. And that's about it from the Warriors side of things. Let's start with the Warriors. And the Warriors one, I'm going to go straight forward. Pull SGC-200 if there's no Curry. Honestly, pull SGC-200 isn't a bad price, even if Curry plays. But without Curry, I think he's a must. He's a must play. I think he's just going to... He's been always one of those players who... I can't repeat myself enough, but who just always will be willing to take that shot. Well, just whether it's heavily contested or not, he's going to take it. And even you can look in the past few games, you'll see the games that Curry doesn't play. I mean, Poole's usage rate just jumps up. His minutes jumps up. I mean, he just takes on that role of that playing that Curry role, essentially, right? Obviously, he doesn't do it to the extent of Curry, but he does it pretty damn well, right? And 6,200 is a really good price, so it's important to keep up. It's important to keep up with the injury updates. And I know the best way to do that. Get the DFS Pass promo. And all you got to do is go to sportsethos.com. And it's for $4.99 per month. You get Discord access to us. So you'll be getting the injury updates. You'll be getting statistics, pregame notes, baseline builds, all for $4.99, and you get to talk to us. You get to talk to us and learn about our expertise, because there's a lot more experts than me. I don't think they know more ball than me, but they know a good amount of it, all right? But yeah, getting this DFS Pass promo will help you keep up with these injuries. I mean, like I mentioned, Curry questionable, Looney probable. These are injuries that really can change how your slate is played. So with the Jordan Poole play at 6,200, get this DFS Pass promo, and you'll know when to place pull in for all your lineups. It's easy as that. It's literally just easy as that. All you got to do is go to sportsseasons.com, pay $4.99 per month, and you get Discord access. And you get all this benefits that I just mentioned. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and do it right now. Pause the podcast and do it right now. I'll wait. Okay, I can't wait. But you know what to do, all right? On the Hawks side of things, I'm going with someone who I haven't gone this whole season, and that's John Collins at 4,600. And I know you're thinking, his stats haven't been that good. No doubt about it. His box score hasn't been good. The way he plays hasn't been good. But we're talking about a Warriors team that is really depleted. I mean, Draymond is going to be out. Wiggins is going to be out. Looney is probable, but... this front line is just really weak. I think you're going to see some minutes from J. Michael Green, Kuminga. Kuminga is also a great shout, before I forget to mention Kuminga at 4,400. Because of Draymond's absence, Kuminga is someone you also want to check out. But like I said, Kuminga, J. Michael Green, Anthony Lamb. Those guys aren't the greatest fillers for Draymond Green and Wiggins and stuff. So John Collins at 4,600, as long as he plays his game, hits his threes, grabs rebounds, 4,600. He'll be able to get you value back, but I think he'll bring a lot more in this type of matchup because with everything going into play, like I said, the Warriors aren't a good road team. The Warriors have been struggling. I mean, this game. I mean, like I said, this total was 247.5. This is gonna be a high scoring game, and I think John Collins will play a part in that. Another guy who I want to mention is the guard that I was talking about a bit earlier, and that's DeJounte Murray at 7,800. And I wouldn't have gone for DeJounte Murray over Garland if it wasn't for this matchup. I mean, I think DeJounte Murray had an amazing game last time they faced the Warriors, and that was with Trae Young. With Trae Young, DeJounte Murray was still able to get you 50 DK fantasy points, and I think tonight will be no different when they go against the Warriors. And at 7,800, that's a really good price. Let's go next with Timberwolves versus Bulls. Timberwolves, I don't really got anybody. To tell you the injury news real quick, Gobert is questionable. Naz Reid is also questionable. So based off these injury status of these players, it's really difficult to kind of go who you would go for. I just have Naz Reid here. I think Naz Reid at 4,100, if there is no Gobert, that's the main part of the main cash to going for Naz Reid. And of course, if he plays, if there's no Gobert, I think you go Naz Reid 4,100 for sure. Just like I mentioned with Poole, if there's no Curry, you go for Poole. If there's no Gobert, you go for Naz Reid for sure. On the Bulls side of things, nothing major either here on this side. Alex Caruso is questionable. And I went with Patrick Williams at 3,900. Beverly was also another interesting pick, with 4,600 might be pushing it, because Beverly isn't one of those players who you can expect to get consistently expect him to put up the stat lines he's been able to put up as of recently, and he's been obviously getting you some great DK value. Damn, pardon me, some great DK value, but 4,600 is a bit too much for me. I think Patrick Williams at 3,900 in this type of matchup too. I think he'll be really solid. He's been able to get you 25 minutes per game because he's one of the best forwards on their team, regardless of his struggles. And he's not a player you're asking much from him. You know, I think he'll be able to get you rebounds, some points, and a few defensive stocks, steals, and blocks. And at 3,900, he'll definitely be able to beat that value, especially against his Minnesota team, where the spread, let me mention to you guys, is 224.5, and the Bulls are favored to win by 3, so they think it'll be a close game. And if that's the case, I think Patrick Williams has a play in that. Moving on to the Pelicans versus Rockets. All right, I'm gonna tell you about one of the players I have over 8,000, and starting off with injuries, there's no injuries in this exception of Zion continuously being out. But in that majority of these teams are healthy, and the spread is 231 is the total, with Pelicans favored to win by 6. And I went with Brandon Ingram here at 8,100. I think Brandon Ingram or CJ McCollum are some solid picks. CJ McCollum at 7,700. I just went more towards Brandon Ingram because I didn't find a lot of forwards in this play in this slate that were appealing to me, and I did find a bunch of guards. But either one of these two are really good options. And my main point will be because the Rockets are the worst defensive team in the league. By far the worst defensive team in the league. I mean, you can go through their box scores and you'll see majority of the teams that face these guys, one player is getting their career high. It's just the truth. I mean, obviously, I'm saying that they beat the Lakers, but they only beat the Lakers because AD wasn't playing there. If AD was playing, he would have got his career highs in multiple facets of the game. But he wasn't playing, so they let D'Angelo Russell go off on the miss set. And I think in this case, it'll be Brandon Ingram at 8,100. But CJ McCollum, I mean, Kevin Porter Jr., Jalen Green aren't good defenders. So if you decide to go for CJ McCollum, I think CJ McCollum would also be a great pick. And especially with Sengun at center, he can't really guard the pick and rolls. So I think he would definitely struggle on that side of things, especially guarding with Ingram, guarding CJ. And those two are solid players who I really like. I think will have great nights. And obviously, last time I said Brandon Ingram, it was against the Warriors, and he did struggle. But we're talking about the Rockets, man. the Rockets are literally, when I said, the worst defensive team in the league. But I do have one Rockets player on here, that's KJ Martin at 5,300. KJ Martin is continuously impresses me, still in the same price region that I like to see. And he's been able to have some great games. I mean, even with Jason Tate, Tari Eason, Jabari Smith Jr., he's still been able to rack up some great minutes and perform to those minutes. And at 5,300, I think he's still someone you want to have on your some lineups you want to have from this slate. Let's move on to the next game, which is Grizzlies versus Spurs. And we talked about the Rockets being the worst defensive team in the league. Well, the Spurs are not far from it. And that's why I went with another guard here. Quickly to mention the injuries is Ja Morant continues to be out. So, of course, he's dealing with the situation off court. Steven Adams out. And on the Spurs side of things, Devontae Graham is the only one out. And the total here is 231.5. with the Grizzlies favorite to win by -8. No surprise. So, back to the point I was making. Spurs are also one of the worst defensive teams in the league. I believe they're second, if not top three worst defensive teams. And I already told you number one. Desmond Bane at 7,400. I think Desmond Bane, he's been one of the guys who's been taking on the load of missing Ja Morant. And he's been able to fill in those shoes. I mean, the only game he really didn't have a great performance was the game he decided to hit someone in the private spot, Kevin Love's private spot, and he only played 22 minutes and didn't really get to what his value was, but he dropped. His price was originally 8,000 last game before Miami, and now it's 7,400. I mean, if he dropped, that's a mistake on DraftKings, and you got to take advantage of that. Desmond Bane at 7,400. He's going to be shooting that, and I don't think there's anybody going to be putting up a hand up on him. So, 7,400 for this man, I really like. On the Spurs side of things, I went with Jeremy Sochan. Sochan? I still can't pronounce his name right, I feel like. At 5,600. Oh, Jeremy Sochan. I think it's Jeremy Sochan. Sorry, Jeremy, if you're watching this. Listening to this. I know you're a big fan of me. And, Jeremy Sochan at 5,600. I think he's a player who... kind of, I believe someone told me this before, it feels like a Dennis Rodman type player, right? He grabs rebounds, he's been scoring the ball, obviously he shoots free throws with one hand, and he's just been a player who's been playing really solid as of late, and I really like his form, and especially against his Grizzlies team, I don't think he'll be dropping. And 5,600, he's a player who I think will exceed that value. Okay, let's move on to Celtics versus Blazers. Injuries wise, you got Tatum is questionable, Robert Williams out, Lillard is probable, and Grant is also questionable. And there is no total or spread from this as of recently, so we're gonna just do this without that. And on the Celtics side of things, Celtics are probably one of my least used fantasy teams when it comes to DK fantasy because they're all so priced out. Kind of where you want them to be. But I do have one player on a scenario situation. And that is Jaylen Brown at 8,900. And usually I don't really go for high expensive players. But I think if Jason Tatum decides not to suit up for this game, Jaylen Brown is someone you want to really have on some of your slates. I think he's going to have a great night. Usually he can perform with Tatum. But without Tatum, he tends to have monstrous nights. And I don't think... Blazers have a defense to even stop a player like Jaylen Brown. But 8,900 in the scenario that Jason Tatum doesn't play is really good value. And like I mentioned before, if you want to keep up with injuries, the DFS Pass promo is available to you guys at sportsethos.com for only $4.99. Come on, just $4.99. You can't get it? You can't get it? Please? Please? But yeah, get that, man, and you'll be able to keep up if Jason Tatum is playing playing tonight or not. On the Blazers side of things, nothing too serious. I just went with a budget option here. I went with Matisse Thybulle at 4,600. Boston is one of the best defensive teams in the league, so it's always tough to kind of see who can really get their shots going against this team. Even though the Blazers are home, that doesn't stop Boston from doing their thing. And the reason I have Matisse Thybulle out of all people is kind of been because he's been able to keep himself on the court. And against this Boston team, I think you're going against Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. You're going to need his defense. And you just, as long if his 3 points, if his 3 point shot is hitting, that's going to be amazing. Because that's where his value really exceeds what his worth is. He's coming off a great game. And he didn't really shoot the three that great. He shot 2 for 5. And if you can just get that same 3 point percentage, which is really good, honestly, 40%. And just get his defense, get him around 30 minutes, 4,600 is really good value for him. So a great budget option in Matisse Thybulle. And we're on to the last game. And that will be the Lakers versus the Dallas Mavericks. There is no spread, no total for this one as of right now. Perhaps that will change. But injury side of things, LeBron continues to be out. AD is probable. And on the Mavs side of things, Luka is out. And Kyrie and Tim Hardaway Jr. are both questionable. On the Lakers side of things, a whole lot of price jumps, man. Holy. I mean, D'Angelo Russell is in the 8,000s. D'Angelo Russell is in the 8,000s. When was the last time that happened? He's been having some great performances, though. I mean, shout out to D'Angelo Russell. He's kind of getting back into his groove. And it's amazing to see. However, he's not the player who I went for. I decided to go with Austin Reaves at 5,600. Austin Reaves has been playing some really great basketball and really showing his growth. I mean, he's not having like these outstanding performances, but that's what's been amazing about it. I mean, he's been able to get like you 15 points, but then you'll see he have like 5 assists, 4 rebounds, or sometimes even 7 assists, and he's just been doing amazingly on both sides of this both sides of the game defensively too. And as long as he keeps up this play, and especially against his Mavericks team where him and Josh Green had that whole scuffle or face-to-face saying, don't do that to me, two role players going at it. Austin Reaves at 5,600, I think is a great price, probably my favorite one out of all the Lakers. And he's just a really solid budget option in my case. On the math side of things, it's really interesting with how the prices are. I mean, Jaden Hardy is, I was just talking about D'Angelo Russell being 8,400. Jaden Hardy is 7,300. I mean, he's also been putting up some stellar performances. A lot of these players are expensive, but Christian Wood is someone who I went with at 6,700. Obviously, I forgot to mention Lakers with Mo Bamba being out, so they don't have a backup center. And with AD essentially probably playing center, that's if he plays. Of course, he is probable. But I think Christian Wood at 6,700 would be some great price, especially if Kyrie decides not to play. You're already out, Luka. So even though Christian Wood's defense isn't great, you'll still need him on the court for his offense. And 6,700, he's also a great center to pick up in some lineups for the slate if you can really fit him in. Wow, I'm exhausted, man. I don't know how these guys, my fellow co-workers, do solo. It is exhausting. I'm tired, man. It's crazy. Shout out to the other Sports Ethos co-workers who work tremendously hard in these podcasts. But we're not done here. That's right, because we gotta do Thrive Fantasy. And let me tell you about Thrive Fantasy. Let me tell you about that if you sign up using the promo code Ethos, you get your first deposit matched up to $250. Damn, that's a quarter to $1,000, man. Come on. And this is an amazing deal. And I used it. You know, I took advantage of my work benefits. And, it helped me a lot. I was able to make some winnings. And you guys will be able to do the same with my picks. And with that promo code, guess what? That's free money. Come on. I got you 3 picks today. Let's start off with one of the safe ones. And that's going to be Joel Embiid getting more than 31.5 total points. I think this is a foregone conclusion with his performance. I think if out of all teams, he decided not to drop over 31.5 against Nick Richards and Kai Jones. I guess that's just my bad luck, I guess. What else? Come on, man. Nick Richards and Kai Jones should not stop you from getting 35 to 40 points in this game. So at 95 points, it is relatively what I believe is a safe option, of course. We'll see if the NBA decides to prove me wrong and do its thing. But that's a pick that I like. Another one I have is Keldon Johnson at 34.5 points, rebounds, and assists. And I'm going the over on that, where you get 105 points. And this is a pick that I like on form. I think he's past few games, he's been able to put up on averages, I believe, 25, 7, and 4, which is more than that. And I think obviously Memphis is a pretty solid defensive team, but they will be on the road. And I think Keldon Johnson, with his current form, being at home, I think he'll be able to put up a great stat line and get more than the 34.5 total points, rebounds, and assists. Last pick I got for you guys is one of those players who is kind of, like I mentioned, was a scenario type pick, which was Jaylen Brown if Jason Tatum decides not to play. And that's 36.5 total points, rebounds, and assists. And that's more. I'm going for the over on that. You get 105 points. And honestly, that seems really easy for Jaylen Brown, especially if Jason Tatum decides not to play. And I think that's a pick that you want to go for to get some extra points. And that's gonna be it for today, for this pod. I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed. You gotta cut me some slack. Solo pods can be hard, but I'm here for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoyed. If you wanna talk to me about this, talk to me about my picks and how right I am. You can find me on Twitter at too nice, that'll be TO0_nice_. And yeah, hit me up on there and we can chat DFS, chat NBA, or any other topic you want to talk about, And I hope you guys enjoyed, and have a great day, and I'll see you guys later.